We're in Siman Reish Yud. Ta'ochel pachos mi kazayis, beimi pas, beimi shar achalim. If you eat less than a kazayis of bread or any other food, b'hashosa pachos mi revias, beimi yayin, beimi shar mashkim, or you drink a liquid which is less than a revias, mevarech tchila bracha ru'yil osu amin, you make a bracha rishon, v'larach v'enam varech klal, but afterwards you don't make a bracha chrona. The bracha rishon you have to make because we know the rule is that it's asa le'anos menola ma'aza b'lo bracha. Not allowed to benefit from this world without making a bracha first, no matter how much, even a kol shu. But the bracha chrona requires for a solid food a kazayis and for a liquid a revias. There's a discussion whether, when it comes to the revias, we know that by a kazayis, it has to be kazayis bichtei achilas pras in the time that it takes to eat a pras, which is between 4 and 9 minutes, depending on the different shitas. What about a revias? Does the same halacha apply, that you have to drink the revias bichtei shtias achilas pras, or does it have to be in one gulp? At one time, you have to drink it in order to be able to make the bracha. So the Shaar HaTzion says, for sure, it can't be one time in order to make the bracha, because that's not the derech eretz to drink. The Gemara says it's not derech eretz to gulp down your entire cup in one thing. So it's at least two different sips. So this is the Vilna Gaon says that it's probably like the second opinion, that it has to be within shir kadei achilas pras for liquids also. So this comes up by drinking a hot liquid, tea or coffee. What do you do about drinking tea or coffee? If it's going to take you longer than 9 minutes to drink, so or even 4 minutes according to that opinion, it's going to take you longer than that to get a revius of it. Is that going to be a problem? So the Mishnah Berurah says it's a machlokes what to do regarding hot drinks. It says the minhag olam is not to make a bracha achrona on coffee or tea, but the best thing to do is to leave a revius when you're drinking your coffee, leave at least a revius of the coffee to the end so that you could drink that at one time in order to be mechayev yourself in a bracha achrona. Because if you're sipping it the whole time, you won't have to make the bracha achrona. But if you save a revius towards the end, so that's the best thing to do to be mechayev yourself in the bracha achrona. What's the status of things like ice cream and pudding and stuff like that? Does that count as a solid or a liquid? So Rav Elyashiv says that these things count as a solid. And it's a shear of a kazayis. Rav Chaim Kanievsky says that it has the status of a liquid, so it's a machlokes whether the status is like a revius or a kazayis when it comes to things like ice cream, lebens, stuff like that. So one should try to be machmir and eat enough to be mechayev yourself in a bracha achrona. Another issue that comes up that the Mechaber now mentions, the Yesh Mistapkin Lomer Shal Davar Shehu Kibriyaso Kugon Garga Shal Anavo Shal Rimon Shemavarchen La'achar Av Apapishen Bel Kazayis L'kach Nachon Lizar Shal Lecho Bria Pachos Mi Kazayis. So we said that you're only chayev a bracha achrona if you eat at least a kazayis. But there's an exception to that. If you eat a thing which is in its whole state, like a grape, if you eat one whole grape, even if you don't eat a kazayis of grapes, if you eat the whole grape, that's going to be mechayev yourself in a bracha achrona. If you eat one whole piece of corn, that's going to mechayev yourself in a bracha achrona. According to some, even a piece of an orange is counted as a birya, and therefore you would have to make a bracha achrona on the piece of an orange. So all those things where you eat one whole thing, you're going to be chayev in it, even if you don't eat a kazayis. So therefore, it's best to avoid eating one grape whole or one piece of corn. So what does Mishnah Berurah say to do instead? As the Rama says, the best thing to do, lo mikr b'ya al machl kamo shehu, avim lakach garmimeno lo mikr b'ya. So what you should do is cut it. Take a bite. If you're going to eat like three grapes, which isn't a kazayis, so take a bite of the grape, and then finish the grape. Anytime you do that, never eat the whole birya at one time. Always take bites of it, so then it won't be considered a birya, and you won't be chayv in a bracha chona until you eat a full